I like it already. All right, Lynn said the volume isn't coming through again. I don't know what the hell is going on with the audio. So, Lynn, you couldn't hear anything, huh? Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Well, okay. I heard about the first minute and a half, and then it just went quiet, that's all.
Oh, it went quiet as soon. Oh, I see. So it probably went quiet as soon as I changed tabs. Oh, that's what the hell's going on. Okay, that's interesting. So you could hear... You can hear it now.
No, it's not playing now.
Can you hear it now?
No.
Did you say no?
No.
Okay. Let me share this tab. I see what happened. Can you hear it now?
Yes.
Oh, I see what's going on. So it's inside. Which tab? Okay, got it. As soon as I switch tabs to something else, that's the volume. Okay. At least I understand what's going on now. All right. We'll play the rest of that towards the end then. Okay. It's Monday, July 22nd, 2024. Hi, everybody. It's the Fakeologist Show with Lynn Ertel. Lynn's always fired up. And we always learn something new technically. And so now I understand when I switch tabs. The audio cuts because it needs the tab to be in focus. Lynn, how are you tonight?
Okay, that was that song is by one of my favorite groups. They're not well known at all, although they were very popular in the local area I live, and never really got the kind of exposure that they were entitled to for political reasons. And we all know how the record industry works. And the name of the group is Crack the Sky, and the name of the song is Mr. President. But all their work is brilliant. And I encourage people to check out their music. It's old, it's from the 80s, maybe the 90s, but still great music of much higher quality than a lot of what we hear now.
Yeah, I'm just looking here now.
Now,
what do we just play? That Mr. President.
Yeah.
But that's maybe that was because I'm looking on their channel now as they're speaking and I can't see it under the list of videos. Isn't that bizarre?
Well, I don't know if they actually made a video of it or not. Oh, yeah, we were playing audio, certainly. So, yeah, I mean, you're saying the one you were playing doesn't show up on their page?
Yeah, that's what. Okay. Oh, they call it a release. Oh, I see. This is new because of probably the way YouTube is set up. So YouTube has videos and releases now. So the releases are the music part. I gotcha. Oh, that's interesting. You know, YouTube is changing as well, and I'm not even keeping up. So, okay, everyone. Well, thanks, everyone, for joining tonight. We're just doing more Trump talk, more presidential talk. Lynn is always up to date. So we brought her on Monday and Tuesday. She agreed to come on, so that's great. Don't forget, we're streaming live on FakoTube. We're streaming live on our audio service, shortfake.com/stream1. That URL, that streams 24/7. So if you want a good radio station, just program that into your favorite podcast app, like Podcast Addict. Go to shortfake.com/PA, Papa Alpha, and that'll teach you how to set the Fakeologist audio up as a radio station. If you want to chat with us, for shortfake.com/chat. And Dave says he doesn't like that sound. And Dave J, if you want to talk to Dave J, he's at shortfake.com/chat. And he heard the whole sound and he didn't like the sound. Okay, well, actually, I did like it. So, Dave, everyone has different tastes. Obviously, your taste is different from everyone else's. And we're also streaming on FakoTube. And we're on YouTube at shortfake.com/YouTube. That's our permanent URL. See, shortfake.com is my forwarding domain. So everything shortfake.com points to a different element of the Fakeologist ecosphere. So we're also at shortfake.com/Twitter. That's my Twitter website, and you can go there. And that's enough technical talk, I think, because I don't want Lynn to fall asleep on me there. And you're aware of the Short Fake and the shortfake.com/chat, Lynn, I believe.
Yeah, that's the easy link to get to.
Yeah. So that's the old-fashioned chat tango. Lynn's been with us long enough to know how the chat tango works. That's an old-fashioned chat before all these modern social media apps came on and took away the internet, distracted everyone. Okay, so what is the latest and greatest with the whole Trumpisode? I haven't kept up with anything Trump today. Did anyone die? Did anyone get hurt or simulated die and get hurt today?
Not to my knowledge. I don't know. Well, we're always getting reports of shootings. Apparently, there were shootings outside the Milwaukee convention site. Allegedly, the cop shot somebody, but...
Does this Kamala have a chance in your mind?
Oh,
or does it even matter?
She's half brain dead. If you've ever heard her, she's got nothing going on up there.
Oh, by the way, you listen to the No Agenda show like I do.
Yeah.
And those guys, Adam just says, oh, this was real. Don't worry about it. Like he doesn't even.
Oh, shit. He's so full of shit. He really is.
I know. So do you think that because he's connected or his family's connected to the intelligence agency?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And he'll continue running down this idea of, well, there's these crazy people out there on SSRIs.
SSRIs. You
yeah,
got
it's
it.
All drugs to blame, you know. So, yeah. But I got to say, the other one, John C. Dvorak, I think he's fully on board with these things being fake.
I know. But whenever Adam comes direct to say it, or John C. Dvorak just says, yeah, I agree with
you. Well, that's the guardrail. That's the guardrail.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
So we call that guardrail.
Right. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Maybe somebody really died here. Well,
no, we don't want to cut our audience sending us money.
Yeah, right. They'll lose their audience. So that gets directly to this headline I was screen sharing earlier.
Okay.
Do I need to screen share it again?
No,
I'm
going to bring it up. There we go.
Now, let's digest this, okay? Because it's
one in three Biden supporters think Trump shooting might have been staged. Yes. Okay. This is from July 16th.
Right. Now, you may have listeners out there that are young enough that they don't remember the time when Newsweek, next to Time magazine, it was Life magazine, Time magazine, and Newsweek, were the sort of the periodicals of record. They defined the very essence of mainstream media. Now, of course, I don't know that anybody pays any attention to Newsweek, but it still kind of occupies that spot. So whether this is true or not, whether one in three Biden supporters think that the Trump shooting might have been staged is true or not, the fact that Newsweek has to come out with this headline, this was on July 16th, which was like, what, a day after? The very day after?
July 13th was the actual day. That was the Saturday.
Right.
So that was 3 days later, yeah.
Right. So within 3 days already, Newsweek is telling us that one in three Biden supporters think that the Trump shooting might have been staged. And then they go on to explain in the article below that this includes the possibility that nobody was really shot, and of course, necessarily implies that Trump was in on it.
Right.
What does this mean to us? It means we're nothing special anymore. We're nothing special anymore. Yeah, no. We may have been looking at this stuff for 10 years, 15 years, and taking it apart and doing detailed deconstruction of it. But there's not all that much that separates us from this one in three Biden supporters who think this was staged. Yeah, I know. People are going to say, well, they're not really thinking the same thing when they say staged that we think. They don't mean the same thing by it. It's like that argument over when Trump first used the meme fake news. And we said, well, yeah, he's just using that to confuse the issue. He doesn't really mean the same thing by it that we mean by it. But, you know, to me, that's kind of, it's kind of a lame way of thinking. These one in three Biden supporters are definitely on the same page as us. And if they're not, somebody at Newsweek is.
What is the extent of the stagery? Because that's an important question, too. If it was staged,
that opens up all kinds of possibilities. It was rehearsed. It was planned. It was fake. Nobody really got shot.
Okay. So they believe it's a full-on hoax.
Yeah.
And they blame it on Trump. Okay.
Right, they blame it on Trump. And why shouldn't they? Why shouldn't they?
They hate him anyway.
Well, Hulk Hogan delivered the keynote speech at the Republican. Hulk Hogan.
Where was Vince McMahon? Was he not available?
And Hulk Hogan was actually comparing a time in the ring when he was bleeding to that scene up on the stage where Trump was bleeding. If you watch that Hulk Hogan speech, it'll blow you away.
I watched some of it, I think.
Yeah, he went on for about 5 minutes about, oh, I was bleeding, just like Donald Trump. And so, all right. I know what you're going to say. People are going to say, well, this is just the peons. This is just the one in three Biden supporters. These are some of the dumbest people on earth anyway. So who cares what they think? But now there's more.
9 minutes and 23 seconds for the Hulkmeister.
Let me see if I can share this.
That's not what I asked for.
All right. Let's see. Wait a minute.
Hold on, let me just see a bit of this.
We back?
Hold on. I'm showing the Hulk Hogan thing here.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. You You know something?
Has this ever happened before?
When I came here tonight, there was so much energy in this room. I felt maybe I was in Madison Square Garden getting ready to win another world title. Or maybe I thought.
This is so real. It's all so
real. The vibe was so intense. The energy was so crazy. It felt like maybe I was going to press that no good stinky giant over my head and slam him through the mat, brother.
Yeah. This is just like WWE.
But what I found out was I was in a room full of real Americans, brother.
And
at the end of the day, with our leader up there, my hero, that gladiator, we're going to bring America back together. One real American at a time, brother.
Look at that earpiece he's got. Or that ear accessory.
You know something? I've seen some great tag teams in my time. Hulk Hogan and, the Macho Man Randy Savage. But you know something?
WWE fans. We all love professional wrestling because it's so American. It's so patriotic.
I'll put a link to that in the show notes. That's probably worth watching for all those. And most people would agree it was a highly produced convention. Everyone
there is in on it. What do I mean by that? I mean, they may not know all the details. They may not even be getting into all the nuts and bolts of the fakery. But they know it's fake. Intuitively, instinctively, they know it's fake. But that doesn't matter to them. And I'm going to show you why it doesn't matter to them. This is, I guess I shared this screen.
Okay, let's look at your screen here.
Yeah.
So that's enough Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. By the way, I got to ask, because maybe someone in your audience can call in and correct me on this.
Yeah.
Now, we know Jesse Ventura. I don't know if Jesse Ventura, whose real name is James Janos.
Right, yeah.
I don't know if he ever spoke at the Democrat. He ran as an independent for governor of Minnesota. So
that's
I don't think he's ever spoken at any political convention. And I don't know. It may not be unprecedented to have WWE personalities at a political convention. I've never heard of it. I've never seen it. And certainly this is probably the first time I'm aware of that a WWE star is given a major speech at a presidential nominating convention.
Okay, hold on a sec. Hold on a sec. You asked, I provide. Let's take a look at this. See if this is what you're talking about.
Stand up for the Bill of Rights. Because once they strip the rights from you, you will pay hell to get them back. You will, and we're in the process of it right now. Now, I'm going to go on to another subject that a lot of people don't want to discuss today. I know when I discuss it, it's amazing. I get attacked. And that's called something called 9/11.
Have you seen this speech before? He gave this at the, where is it here? This was at, here. I thought it was at a convention here.
Was it at the Democratic?
It says at Democratic and Republican convention. What
and
is
Republican convention? Both?
Oh, no, I know. I'm trying to find it here. At the Rally for the Republic it was. So it wasn't at a convention. Okay. It was at the Rally for the Republic.
So this was already his independent political organizing, you know.
Okay.
So that's something different because, you know, obviously apart from his career in the WWE, he became political. And we can take that however we want. You know, we could say it's phony. We could say he's just an actor.
What do you think? Do you think he was genuine with his 9/11 or is he another gatekeeper?
I think he's another grifter and opportunist looking to make money. That's why he did that show on television, Conspiracy Theory.
And let's be honest, he got me into
Judy Wood. He probably got you into Judy Wood, right?
No, he got me into 9/11 actually because I heard from Stern. Yeah, it was his talk when I heard him. He had a lot to do with me looking into 9/11.
Right. Well, we're not exactly hearing Hulk Hogan talking about 9/11, are we?
No. But I really enjoyed Jesse Ventura speaking. I sought out all his interviews after I heard him on Stern.
So you're saying in that case he had a positive influence on the Discord?
He did for me.
Well, I got to give him credit for that.
He made a ton of sense to me.
Of course, is Hulk Hogan contributing to the helping to elevate the level of discourse with this most recent speech at the RNC? I don't think so.
Jesse Ventura, I'm going to listen to this rally. The Republic.
It's probably about 10 years ago, right?
2008.
Okay, yeah. It's a long time ago.
So somebody put this up. Let's see here.
I guess we can surmise that as a consequence of Jesse Ventura, millions of WWE fans know that 9/11 was an inside job and know that those were controlled demolitions. Can we state that with a fair amount of certainty?
Yeah, I think so. Well, he has a YouTube site, Ventura for President. Okay, interesting. Playlist.
Right, but they haven't done a goddamn thing about it, have they?
No.
Right.
So it's Rally for the Republic. It is 9, 10 minutes, 18 minutes. It's a half-hour speech, so I'm gonna watch that, actually.
But it was not at a major political party convention.
No. It was at the Rally for the Republic. It was 2012, actually. So that's when I got into this whole 9/11 thing in 2012. So how's that for interesting? Anyone?
Jesse Ventura hopped on the bandwagon because it was a grift. It was a really good grift. Otherwise, he would have done something about it when he was governor of Minnesota, right? He never did when he was governor of Minnesota.
Right.
I don't know. Could he have launched an investigation of his own? Who knows? I mean, these are.
I don't think as an independent you can do a whole lot. You know, as much as people hate the parties, I think you need the party system because that's what brings the group along.
Well, that's what we're going to get into next here.
Okay.
Because that's the argument being made by this this preacher, this pastor, Mike Stone. Mike Stone, his name is. Some in your audience might be familiar with him. He's been around a long time. I mean, yeah,
I never heard of him. So
I remember hearing him on Alex Jones many, many years ago. I don't know if he still does Alex Jones or not. But if you bring up that, yeah. So,
by the way, we have 29 people on YouTube right now and 16 listening on Twitter. And we've got 13 on FakoTube. So pretty good crowd tonight, Lynn.
Good to hear that.
The audience is listening.
So Mike Stone, and I'll tell you why he's important in a minute. Yeah. He's published some material, and I stumbled across it at Henry Mackell's site. And here's what Mike Stone says. Why the fake assassination attempt of Donald Trump is a good thing. After years of fake school shootings, fake mail-in ballots, two fake elections, a fake pandemic, and a fake vaccine, I see no harm in a fake shooting designed to win Donald Trump the presidency. Do you? If our choice for president is four more years of an imposter pretending to be Joe Biden or four more years of Donald Trump, I'll take Trump. And he goes on to explain, to review why he thinks, why he proves it was fake. First of all, let me review what he says here.
Oh, by the way, I want to let you know, in the Fakeologist forums, when you're formatting a message, there are quotes. You can put things in quotes, so it'll isolate the passage, make it easier for you, Lynn, just so you know.
Okay. So here's the article.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me see. This article, people should read this, really, because
I stopped listening to or reading Henry Mackell for a while.
Same here, because he was very predictable, but I thought this was of interest. Let me share this here. Right.
Now, you put this in the Trump PSYOP thread?
It's in the forum. Yeah, it's in the forum.
Yeah, I want to put a link to it. That's why I asked.
Right. Mike Stone, forgive Trump his fakery. He goes on and he says what he makes the case. Let me just read what he says. Oh, here we go. Remember, these are the same people who told you that a non-existent virus was out to kill you. The same people who told you that a deadly and fake vaccine was safe and effective. The same people who told you that a man pretending to be Joe Biden got 81 million votes in the 2020 election. Did you forget all of that? The media has zero credibility. If they're claiming it was a real assassination attempt, you can bet your bottom dollar it wasn't. And he goes on here to list no blood, no bodies, no surveillance video. There is no photographic evidence that Corey Comparatore was killed.
Or existed.
Or even existed. Have you seen his bloody corpse? I haven't. Nobody has. Comparatore has been described as the volunteer fire chief for Buffalo Township Fire Company 27. But did you see the memorial they set up for him at his own fire station? They spelled his name wrong. Then they did it again at the Republican National Convention. Was it because the Buffalo Township Fire Company never heard of the guy? Or was it a subtle tell to those in the know?
Well, what about a legal reason? If they spell the name wrong, does that mean that...
It's still fraud. It's still fraud. Money behind it, it's still fraud. They do... Yeah. And look, listen to what this guy, Pastor Mike Stone, says. This guy's a super Christian. They do that, you know. Throw out little signs to rub it in people's faces. That video of a smirking Robbie Parker was leaked to the public? It wasn't done by accident. He goes on. Listen to what else. 2, GoFundMe accounts set up within 24 hours. In this case, the GoFundMe accounts went up so fast, it was as if they had already been planned. And they've raised millions. This is one of the ways in which participants get paid. 3, non-stop media coverage. The entire mainstream media is claiming without exception that the incident in Pennsylvania was an assassination attempt by a lone gunman. In case you forgot, the first rule when it comes to analyzing data is that the actual truth in any situation is the exact opposite of whatever the mainstream media is reporting. That has held true 100% of the time over the last 100 plus years.
Wow.
Would this be the lone exception? And so, look, people can go out there and read that article if they want. As far as I'm concerned, we could have written it. We could have written this article.
That's great.
But what he's saying is, there's more here. There's more here.
Yeah, read as much as you want.
Yeah, this is because, you know, evidence immediately destroyed. Police have already hosed down the roof of the building where the shooter was said to be, along with the roof where the counter sniper was. Why do you think they did that so fast? The alleged perpetrator immediately caught or killed? Yep. A feminine acting soy boy with no motive whatsoever to shoot at Trump. He's gone now, if he ever existed. If he ever existed.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
Can't be questioned. Dead men tell no tales. 6, multiple shooters. We now have numerous eyewitnesses who claim they saw multiple shooters at the event. 7, the principals involved are current or former actors. Donald Trump is an actor and a pretty good one. Or did you forget about that? Of course, I can't leave this topic without warning you once again that even with Trump in the White House, nothing is going to change in the long run. People are too mired in sin, too intent on damning their souls to hell for anything substantial to change. And what in the world is going on with the Republican Party? As Andrew Anglin put it after watching the Republican National Convention, it's strippers, it's homos, it's foreign religious rituals, it's fake ear bandages. It's believing stupid shooting hoaxes. It's calling for mass immigration from India. It's endless wars with Israel's enemies, unquote. Now, why is Mike Stone important?
Who's Andrew Anglin, by the way?
Andrew Anglin formerly was sort of into the white nationalist. I wouldn't say he's a national socialist, but he kind of segs over into the kind of people who are always ragging on Phil over on BitChute.
Okay.
But I wonder if Andrew Anglin might not agree with what Phil has been saying about the stuff coming out of Gaza. I haven't checked that Andrew Anglin lately.
Because he mentioned it's also trannies. They're the new elevated class in the political system.
Is that right?
Well, I think so.
They've been taken hostage is what's happened. That's all. They've just been taken hostage.
So does Mike Stone have a website or did...
Yeah. And what's important about Mike Stone is he is a candidate to become president of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Okay, Southern the funny Baptist thing is, Convention. I talked to another Mike Stone of Virology. So that's why I'm getting mixed up.
Okay. I don't think it's the same one.
No, it's not. It's a pretty pedestrian name.
I don't know what Mike Stone's chances of becoming head of the Southern Baptist Convention would be. It's the world's largest Baptist organization and the largest Protestant body in the United States, second largest Christian body in the United States. I guess the Catholic Church would be the first. And, of course, in 1845, the Southern Baptists separated from the Triennial Convention in order to support slavery, which the Southern churches regarded as, quote, an institution of heaven. And during the 20th century, the Southern Baptist Convention played a central role in Southern racial attitudes, supporting racial segregation and the lost cause of the Confederacy while opposing interracial marriage. And then since the late 1970s, I guess they've changed. In 1995, the organization apologized for racial positions in its history. And like I say, since the 1940s, it has spread across the United States with tens of thousands of affiliated churches. Now, I don't know how many Southern Baptists' opinions are reflected in the opinions of Pastor Mike Stone. But why am I bringing all this up? We have to acknowledge as fakeologists that the world has changed and that there is now a statistically significant population of ordinary people out there who are on the same page as us when it comes to this particular event.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the implications of that? We have a whole population out there that is ready for our message, or maybe they already have gotten our message. And the dual character of this, what I call the bifurcation of the PSYOP, is really made clear when you consider that while there are millions of Democrats who are perfectly willing to embrace the idea that this thing was staged and that Trump was in on it, and include in that the possibility that nobody, and if, you know, probably if you cornered them and said, well, wasn't somebody really shot? They'd come right back and say, yeah, that was fake too. And on the other side, we've got Trump supporters in the mainstream of the MAGA movement, like Pastor Mike Stone, who, as I say, he is a contender to become president of the Southern Baptist Convention. They're saying it was fake too, but they think it was perfectly justified. That's the argument that Stone makes here. That if Trump faked this in order to get reelected, wouldn't it be better than having Biden anyway? I got to think that there are thousands, maybe millions of people out there that are also thinking exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
So what does fakeology mean under these circumstances? What does it mean when all of these people are willing to concede the possibility that this thing may have been staged and fake? When even Trump supporters are willing to recognize it was fake, but think it was a good idea. And then you get alleged professional, retired professional government employees from the Secret Service coming out desperately to circle the wagons and prop up the narrative and insist it was real. This is exactly like 9/11. It's exactly like 9/11.
Yeah.
To me, because it shows
it's a 9/11 event. Yeah.
Yeah. It shows that the truth is self-evident.
Mm-hmm.
The fakeness of this event is self-evident. People can intuitively see it and grasp it. So they're making a decision. They're making a political decision. If I'm going to support Donald Trump, this has to be a real assassination attempt. And God intervene. I'm telling you, I'm running into that argument on Facebook from people that this was God's divine intervention that saved Donald Trump. And by fractions of a millimeter, he missed getting his head blown off because God was protecting him. And then we've got the Trump supporters who say, yeah, sure, it's fake. But I'm glad he did it. It was a good idea for him to do this. If it gets him reelected, I'm all for it. Pastor Mike Stone, who is in effect saying it's okay to violate the Ninth Commandment. It's okay to bear false witness to death. It's okay to lie and deceive and manipulate and brainwash and gaslight millions of people if it gets you elected. That's Christian Pastor Mike Stone. That's the world we're living in now. It's very, very different from the world in which we run around saying, well, people just don't get it, or people don't see it, or, oh, if only we could get through to people. If only people would take a second look. No. We're past that point now.
Mm-hmm.
We've reached a point now where becoming a fakeologist or an auto hoaxer is not an intellectual issue and never was. It's a moral issue. It's an ethical issue. It has to do with how important the truth is to you and whether you think it's justified to deceive millions of people with a WWE stunt in order to achieve a political objective and win an election. Because that's the country we're living in now. We're living in a country and a world where people think it's a good idea to lie and lie convincingly in order to get elected. So as far as I'm concerned, you might as well pull the plug on the whole thing. It's finished. It's washed up. It's over. America is morally dead, dead inside. And Pastor Mike Stone, I appreciate your coming out with the same analysis almost word for word. He's probably reading our, you know something? This Pastor Mike Stone is probably reading our material, and so is Henry McCall.
I hope so. I don't mind.
Yeah, I don't mind either. But it means that the issues we're confronting are not what we thought they were. It's not about people understanding or seeing through things or being blind. No. On a certain level, it's like fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times, four times, five times. It means somebody loves to be fooled. The American people love to be fooled. They love to watch that WWE kayfabe.
Yeah.
Maybe dress up in a little cosplay, put a little bandage on their ear, just like their hero, President Trump, their messiah, their demigod, just because it feels good and because it makes them feel powerful. Excuse me. You guys, you're basing your whole campaign on a big fat lie. Oh, we don't mind, as long as it gets us elected. Now, how do you confront something like that? Anybody out in the audience got any suggestions about how we should psychologically reconcile ourselves to the reality that there are millions of people out there who hate Trump and are convinced it was staged and are convinced he was in on it. And conversely, we probably got a few million people out there that know it was staged, but like the idea because they think Trump should do everything he can to get reelected, including faking an assassination attempt. What is the place of fakeology in that environment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's quite a concept to think about.
So I what can I add to that? I mean, it's like what I said about 9/11. 9/11 ain't rocket science, and it never was. And nothing used to frustrate me more than to get on Facebook or places and be arguing with someone about, oh, well, we just have to present this to people, or we have to present that to people. No. 9/11 ain't rocket science. Any idiot can see what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Any moron can see those were controlled demolitions. It means that the people who are pretending to go along with such a stupid mainstream narrative that planes knock down skyscrapers, they know exactly what they're doing. What did 9/11 prove? What did it prove? It proved that just about all firemen are moral cowards and liars. Now, I want to make a distinction here between physical courage or physical cowardice and moral courage or moral cowardice.
Yeah.
And I've done this before. You could take a 17-year-old, put him in a uniform and brand new combat boots, take him to the range, give him a rifle, send him out to the trenches. And he could be shaking in those boots, scared to death when they announce, a chemical attack or something like that, but he's not going to let on to his buddies in the trenches that he's scared.
Mm-hmm.
He could be crapping his pants with fear, but he's not going to let on because of the peer group pressure. Right? That's physical courage.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, you've got that situation where a platoon is going crazy and they're massacring all the villagers. And this supposedly was the case in My Lai with the My Lai massacre. And up in the air is a helicopter pilot watching this happen. And he radios down to the platoon, hey, if you guys don't stop murdering these villagers, I'm going to start shooting at you. That's different. That's moral courage. The ability to, or everybody says, a bunch of ragheads with box cutters hijacks some planes and knock down our towers. No, they didn't. That's bullcrap. It takes moral courage to stand up against the crowd and speak the truth, especially when you're the only one, especially when you're all alone, especially when you're the only fireman in the firehouse or the only cop on the force that's calling out Sandy Hook as a fake. Can you imagine being in that position?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what I'm explaining here is there's a big difference between when people talk about courage or cowardice, typically they're talking about physical courage or physical cowardice. And that's a 17-year-old in the foxhole shaking in his boots, but looking brave so his fellow soldiers won't see how afraid he is. But that means nothing. The question is, when they're getting ready to massacre the village, is he willing to stand up and say, hey, no, this is wrong. We shouldn't be doing this and act based on that. Is he willing to stand up and blow the whistle when he sees a controlled demolition? And what I learned from 9/11 is that most firemen were not, that most firemen were cowards. They were cowards and willing to go along with the big lie of 9/11. Otherwise, firemen, firehouses, their fraternal organizations would have been calling out 9/11 all over the place. Within the first 5 years, they would have been calling out 9/11 as controlled demolitions. So I learned from 9/11 that cops are cowards and that firemen are cowards and liars. And I thought the same thing about cops already, but Sandy Hook confirmed it. Not a single police organization that I'm aware of came out and exposed Sandy Hook as a drill. One! I'm looking for one! One Fraternal Order Police Lodge. One policeman's organization. One cop, besides the one, the retired school safety officer, who's basically they destroyed. You know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Who was going around talking about Sandy Hook. Oh, he was associated with Jimmy
Wolfgang.
Fetzer. Yeah, Wolfgang Halbig. Wolf Halbig. And I got to admit, I watched a lot of videos of community meetings that Wolf Halbig addressed, and they were packed. It was mostly older people. And he may know a few other cops out there that have spoken out about Sandy Hook. But Sandy Hook taught me that cops are liars. All of them. Just
fall in line. Yep, they fall in line.
They fall right in line. They're all freaking liars. What did the COVID teach me? Oh my God, the COVID taught me that doctors and nurses and medical professionals are cowards and liars. Yep. They knew that PCR was being rigged. They knew the reports of the bodies were fake. They knew people were being scared and terrorized over nothing.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't. Now, actually, I have to say, we do know of doctors and nurses, right? You know, there are
a very small minority,
the Tom Cowan,
yeah,
right, or the Baileys.
The Baileys have been amazing,
right? Andrew Kaufman. I mean, there are we do know of. Fortunately, the COVID brought out some very good doctors and some very good nurses, but it showed us that, on the average, in general, they just rolled over for it, even though they knew it was false. So it tells us what kind of society we're living in. And when we reach out to people with this material, and I do all the time, we've got to now assume a completely different posture. We can't think that, oh, just this one detail, just this one video or this one fact will turn somebody around, will open their eyes. That's not how it is. This is a moral or an ethical decision that people make to even bother to take a second look. You will run into millions of people out there who think they know that 9/11 was done by Arabs. And you could mention WTC7 and they wouldn't know what you're talking about. What's that? Well, that's someone who never bothered to take a second look. And that's because we live in the United States of shallow. And what is the deep state? The deep state doesn't even exist. The deep state is the media. It's the media, and there's nothing deep about it.
Shallow.
It's shallow.
Franny says, someone tell Lynn these people need that pension money. Yeah, we know it's the money. They'd rather conform and go along with it. He also says, yeah, at what price exactly? Ask Lynn if she's upset. No cop spoke out against the George Floyd fakery.
Oh, my head was splitting over about the George Floyd fakery, because I would go out to do a Google image search on Derek Chauvin, and two completely different people would show up. The old Derek Chauvin, who some people thought he was a character who had played on Cash Cab. The one who's shown in that fake snuff film of with his knee on George Floyd's neck. And then there was the other Derek Chauvin, who we saw in court and on the news, who looks 10 to 20 years younger. It's a completely different Derek Chauvin. He's got a completely different face. Now, if I can just go out and do a simple Google image search on Derek Chauvin and see two completely different faces of two completely different actors, no one's going to convince me that Candace Owens couldn't do the same thing, because she produced an entire documentary on the George Floyd event and never once questioned its authenticity.
Yeah, yeah.
That's because she's a liar and a grifter.
Hey, Lynn, you got a message from, I think, Dave J. You want to hear it?
Yeah, I guess. That doesn't matter to me. Can't hear it.
Oh, you can't hear that? Let me start.
No, I can't hear it.
Oh, sorry. I have to share the tab. I forgot. Hold on a sec.
I already know he didn't like my musical pick. I guess he didn't like it because it's got the line in it, Jesus and Mary are watching you.
Here you go.
Lynn, you cannot do what you're doing. You cannot false witness death to try and then make a point. You cannot, out of your mouth right now, say, me lie. When you were trying to say it was a massacre, out of your mouth you just said, me lie. Because it is a hoax story. Nobody died, nobody got hurt. Stop the false witness of death and stop the false witness of so-called war. You do not know what you're talking about.
Okay.
There's well, Dave Day. Yeah, I understand. I don't know whether I said I don't know whether it was real or not, but the narrative poses the question of whether one individual can stand up against the entire group for the truth and for doing the right thing. That's the only reason I brought up that incident, because the version of it we were told during Callie's court-martial was that these soldiers massacred some non-combatants in the village of My Lai, and the only reason they didn't massacre all of them was because this helicopter pilot threatened to shoot them from the sky. And it could all be made up.
Yeah.
But I'm posing the question as an example of to point up the difference between physical courage and moral courage. Physical courage, anybody can produce that. You just pretend to be brave so no one else can see you're scared. But moral courage means standing up against majority opinion. It means standing up for the truth when everyone else has embraced the big lie. And when you stand to suffer for it. So, yeah, I agree. People need those pensions. And so they're not going to say anything, I guess, if they feel it jeopardizes their pension or their job. And that's what we're in here. That's the situation we're in here. And I want to caution. That is not harmless hoax. That's extortion. When you've got a population of people, because this is what Stalin had. Stalin had an entire population of millions of Russians and others, because the Soviet Union was a multi-ethnic, multinational empire. And no matter what absurd, implausible, ridiculous narrative he would come up with, everybody had to pretend to believe it and believe it enthusiastically, as in the novel 1984, where, you know, you better look like you believe in the official narrative, or you're going to get a visit from the secret police and be hauled off to the gulag.
Wow.
Now, we don't have that yet. But we're barreling down the railroad track on that one. We're headed at full speed ahead toward a situation where people really will not be able to speak the truth at all in fear for their lives. And it won't be just be a matter of they're going to miss that promotion. Or they might antagonize some coworkers on the job. Because I was constantly talking about 9/11 on the job. I don't even want to go into all that. When I think about all the people I talk to about this shit in everyday life, and when I realize how cowardly they were, because they wouldn't even take a second look. And the classic instance was when I was working Social Security. And I got to know this guy who had been in the military professionally, and he was still in the National Guard Reserves. And we had talked about 9/11, and I actually brought in some CDs for him to watch. And he literally pushed them away. Not only was he not interested in looking at them, but he pushed them away. He didn't want to touch them because he might be contaminated by them. That is a coward. A big, bad, tough coward. And that's what we got. We got all kinds of MAGA cuck cowards and Democrat cowards, and we got all kinds of cowards. But hey, I got to say this. If indeed this one out of every three Biden supporters thinks that this event, this Trump assassination attempt was staged, and they're willing to speak out openly, well, my hat's off to them.
Mm-hmm.
I got to give him props. Anybody who is willing to, and Mike Stone, as cynical and as unchristian as the argument he's making here, that it's okay, it's a good idea to fake a death, to fake an assassination attempt that gets a bystander killed, or looks like it, because what's Mike Stone saying? Well, it's all fake. What are we worried about? Nobody died, nobody cried. And if it gets Trump elected, I'm all for it. How do we feel about that? That's where we're at. That is where we're at. Nobody should try to roll the clock back to a time when nobody knew any better, or when people were in a state of shock and awe, and they just didn't know what to think, and they need time to digest it. Now, if there are people who are refusing to take a second look or a third look, which then makes it obvious that the event is fake, because it really doesn't take much, well, that's cowardice. They're just dirty, despicable cowards, dishonorable cowards. And if they took an oath to uphold, to preserve, and defend the United States Constitution, then they're traitors to their country as well. And I pointed that out before, not only about General Flynn and his brother, General Flynn, General Charles Flynn, but about their peer group in the Pentagon. These officers, many of whom are already retired, stood by for 9/11 and said nothing. And therefore, they are cowards, 9/11 cowards, 9/11 liars, because they went along with the big lie. They never questioned it. And they're 9/11 traitors to their country, now going on 23 years after the event itself. They are 9/11 traitors to their country for not having spoken out. Here's Michael Flynn with a platform everywhere he goes. Never once spoke the truth about 9/11. And this is a guy who was a PSYOP specialist. That means he was probably in on some of the drills that were run on the morning of 9/11 itself. No one's going to convince me that in the position he's in, he's not an insider, and that he doesn't know the details of the 9/11 PSYOP. He does. But because he's a despicable traitor to his country, he's propagating the big lie. And he figures we're stupid enough that he can get away with it. So I'm going to call him out. And every opportunity that arises where General Flynn is mentioned, I'm calling him out as a 9/11 traitor to his country. A filthy, damnable traitor.
I want to thank everyone for scanning the donate QR code in the top left corner. That means if you scan that code, you go to our donate page at fakeologist.com/donate. So this software I'm using tonight does indicate that three people, I don't know who, have gone to the donate page, which I have highlighted here. Don't forget, this is user value for value, a value for value podcast/stream. You pay whatever you think the show is worth. And you can pay in a million different ways, including cash sent to a mailbox or a check made out to cash. We do accept value for value as a way to support the show and support all our different platforms, including FAKO2, the most expensive aspect of this operation, because video streaming is expensive. But this is where I put all my favorite videos that I think could be in danger of being deleted from the platforms that I extract them from. So thanks everyone for joining. What a crowd tonight. We have more people on X.com, Twitter, and we have a good crowd on YouTube and a good crowd on FakoTube. And of course, we have a pretty good crowd listening to the audio at shortfake.com/stream1. Sorry. And it looks like we have someone else from the islands down in the South Atlantic. Someone is listening in on the stream from Martinique, Fort de France in Martinique. I believe that's near the other island that was listening, called Guadeloupe. So maybe someone's listening who's on a cruise ship or something, bouncing around those islands. So if that's you, feel free to report in at shortfake.com/chat. You can be anonymous. Just say hi. And that would be cool. That would be really cool. And, yeah, I sent in a speak pipe, peace pipe, Yeah, I got that. I think that, who did that come from? Hoax does not mean harmless. So is there another speak pipe? I will look.
That's important. Hoax does not mean harmless, because,
yeah,
you know, there's people goes, what's the big deal? Let's laugh at it. You know, yeah, we do kind of want to ridicule these things when they're stupid enough. But certainly in this case, with this latest event, it's not harmless at all. 9/11, there was nothing harmless about that. And the COVID destroyed millions of lives.
Yeah. Here's a speak pipe. I this is from 2 hours ago before the show started. I don't think I understood it, so let me play it real quick for you guys here. Make sure it's coming in. Listen to this.
Hi. Could the Trump ear bandage be a sign of some kind of AI technology, like wearable technology, to come in the future?
Yeah, I think he said, could the Trump bandage be some sort of AI?
Now, to me, it's more like a COVID mask. Actually, it's exactly like the COVID mask, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a badge.
It's a symbol, and there's a whole field of semiotics, you know, where you analyze the role of symbols and sigils and signs and well, it's important because in a sense they become they're supposed to represent a reality, but they become so alienated from that reality that after a while the sigil stands on its own, and it's not related to anything at all in reality. It's a complete fiction, right? That's in a way what that bandage is. It's a sigil, but oh yeah, it's covering up a real wound. No, it's not.
I can't believe. I'm sure Trump will start selling those band-aids with a little signature.
Yeah, or they'll have an attachment to the MAGA hat. It'll be like a pin on.
Yeah.
You know, or the MAGA hat will come with when you buy your MAGA hat, you get your bandage attached to the right ear.
How about one person calling on the phone lines before you take off? 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. We'll take one call before we take off. And give me a ring. Say hi to Lynn. Lynn's doing a great job tonight. Thank you very much, Lynn.
I guess what I'm implying here is that we should double up our aggressiveness with people, and we shouldn't be as patient with people now, really. If you see that it's like that business about self-evident truth. If I say to someone, well, I know a controlled demolition when I see one, without a doubt, do you? And they say no, or they hem and haw, or they hesitate, just shut down the conversation completely. Okay, bye. If someone's going to tell you they don't know a controlled demolition when they see one, they're jerking you around. Right? They're jerking you around. Would you, if you said to someone, well, I know a controlled demolition when I see one, do you? And they say, oh, I don't know, or no. What do you think they're saying that for? They're saying that because they know you're talking about 9/11. And yeah, people who would never have any trouble recognizing a controlled demolition, suddenly when it comes to 9/11, I don't know. I don't know if I'd recognize a controlled demolition or not. That's an asshole. And I'm not going to waste one more minute talking to somebody who's going to give me an answer to a question like that. Well, I know a controlled demolition when I see one, without a doubt. Do you? No, I don't think so. Would you waste your time talking to someone who replied in kind that they couldn't recognize a controlled demolition when they saw one as a self-evident truth?
Exactly.
It's a waste of time. It's just a waste of time. I wouldn't waste 1 second talking to somebody like that.
Are you going to head down to the bar and do a poll down there and see what people are saying?
Well, I've already been
out,
and it's commonplace now that it was staged. At the very moment the event was happening, I was sitting at the bar with a crowd, young people, mostly African-American, and they looked at each other right away and said, oh, this looks fake. You think this is fake? You think this is fake? You know, They were already saying it at the very moment it was being reported, when Fox interrupted the Baltimore Orioles game to show us the in real time this alleged event. So I'm sure that was the first thing in a lot of people's minds, is this thing fake? And maybe that's because we've seeded the idea out there. Over the years, we've seeded this idea out there that these events can be faked. And now a lot of people have caught on. But of course, the people who will catch on easiest will be the people who despise Donald Trump. And you never have any trouble convincing them that he's perfectly capable of faking an assassination attempt and a bloody wound in order to win sympathy from the public. Millions of people are willing to believe that. Now, can they take it a step further and say, well, nobody died? Nobody got shot? I say they can. I say it wouldn't be that hard.
Bach Precision in the chat says a lot of Muslims believe Muslims were behind 9/11. They believe the official narrative. Even when you show them evidence, Osama was a fake and an agent. Agent.
The worst example of that I could find was Sami Al-Aryan, who campaigned for George W. Bush to be president and then ended up getting prosecuted for allegedly raising money to finance terrorism. Because I think he was raising money for Hamas or something like that. And Professor Kevin Barrett.
He's a converted Muslim. Is he a? He's another gatekeeper.
Right. He's a gatekeeper because he knows 9/11 was fake as all get out. But that's not important to him. What's more important to him is justifying and defending Islam. And yeah, there are Muslims out there who not only think Muslims did 9/11, but they think it was a good idea. Or they understand it. Or they sympathize with it, you know. So that's why we have to say hoax and not false flag. Because if they're willing to take credit for it, if there are Muslims out there who are willing to take the rap collectively for 9/11 and terrorism, then where's the false flag? Right?
Yeah.
They're Bach, in on it.
Bach Precision, why don't you call in? Call in real quick and say hi and give us your
They're
your
all in on the hoax. And that's the key, I think, to fake nukes Phil. His paradigm for what's happening in Gaza, that they're all in on it together. You know, wouldn't we love to be sympathetic to these poor Palestinians? You know,
I got two requests on Twitter from two Palestinians to donate to their GoFundMe. That was a first. That was a first. I blocked them, but I should have engaged them. Maybe I'll unblock them and engage them. Here's Andrea Lynn, an RN on Twitter. Who in their right mind will look at this photo and believe this event was real and not staged? His fist in the air, the American flag waving, and the Secret Service team in the perfect positions. We are watching a scripted reality show, and the majority believe it's real. So that's, I guess, a COVID nurse who, it's pretty crazy.
Hey, just answering a question in the chat.
Yeah, go for it.
I generally do hard seltzer and hard cider. That's it. That's all I drink.
Hard seltzer and hard cider.
Yeah, I don't do the heavy stuff.
That a girl. That's because you're an athlete. Athletes don't pollute their bodies.
Well, you know, alcohol has its time and its place. I know you're opposed to it completely, but
well,
that's an interesting question too, because you know when you see how alcohol is banned in so many Islamic countries, and you look at the damage, the societal damage that alcohol has done historically, especially to people like the Irish.
Steve Kirsch on Twitter is saying Kamala is not eligible to be president because her parents were not United States citizens. They were foreign students at the time of her birth. She was a daughter of non-citizens. That makes her an anchor baby. She's not eligible.
Oh.
So there you go. The person, a citizenship. The person must be a natural born citizen, meaning they were born to American parents and did not become a citizen through a naturalization process.
Right. So, for example, John McCain was born in the Panama Canal Zone.
Right.
But both his parents were American citizens, so he's eligible. He's a natural born citizen, right?
Yeah.
That's interesting that they're saying at the time Kamala was born, not her parent. Well,
they were foreign students.
Oh, they hadn't yet become citizens.
Yeah, foreign students.
So anchor babies. Well, that's an interesting question. Can an anchor baby be considered a natural born citizen? Can an anchor baby run for president? I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. Of course, remember, the presidency is just
an empty
shell. That's, you know, if anything good comes out of this whole thing, this 2024 presidential fiasco, people will come around to the idea that the presidency, that these institutions are empty, that they're bogus, they have no real power. I watched this hearing where the director of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, her name is.
Right, she got roasted today.
Yeah, and I realize this every time I listen to one of these things on C-SPAN. They laugh at these congressmen and senators. These federal bureaucrats, they're not the least bit intimidated when they come up in front of the Congress for questioning. And they'll stonewall, they'll lie, they'll hem and haw, they'll stall. They'll simply refuse to answer, as Cheadle did yesterday or today, whenever it happened. I think it was this morning.
She should resign if she has any.
It's crazy that they even let her get up there to testify.
Yeah, let's watch Biden right here.
My fellow Americans, I want to take a moment to address some of the hateful shit you've been talking about me. Many of you have said I am suffering from brain worms or that I have applesauce for brains. Well, I won't mince words, so here it is. Fuck you. You're all a bunch of faggots. End of quote. Repeat the line. So enjoy President Cackles or President Booty Juice. I really don't give two fucks anymore. Biden out.
Okay, that's funny. AI is has its place, doesn't it? Mainly in comedy.
Yeah, parody.
Parody, Rockley. Comedy, yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny. All right. Well, Box said he was going to pull over and call in about the Muslims in 9/11 because that's definitely one of
it is. It's definitely. I got to say, I got to bug up my ass about that.
Yes, you do.
Because I really expected more. You know, I'd go to 9/11 conferences, and there might be one or two Muslims there, maybe one or two Hindus. You know, but so little participation in the 9/11 truth movement from Muslims and Arabs. And then, of course, you got Ilhan Omar. You know, what did she say? Well, some people did something on 9/11. Even she wouldn't call it out as a controlled demolition.
Yeah.
Because she's a whore. She's a whore. She's prostituted.
TH, you tried to scan that QR code. It should bring you to fakeologist.com/donate.
And that's the strongest argument for no longer using the phrase false flag, because false flag implies that Muslims or Arabs are being blamed unfairly and unjustly for 9/11. But if they're unwilling to disclaim it and disassociate themselves from it in their own voices, if they're willing to say, yep, looks like some Muslims did this, well, then it's not really a false flag, is it? It's a hoax, and they're in on it. That's it.
Rumors are circulating that Joe Biden is dead. Okay, why? Man, they are just pumping this narrative up over.
Well, that's the one where you see the line on his neck that suggests an actor wearing a silicone mask.
Oh, I see. So they think he's been dead for a while. Okay.
But I think after a while, people will realize that the president is just a stooge. The president has no real power. And when you watch, I just couldn't believe it at some of these hearings where you would think that this agency official would be at least a little bit intimidated by questions from the Congress.
Well,
the only thing that they can do is defund these agencies.
Well, who defund is them. The Secret Service is underneath the Department of Treasury, right?
Right.
I think part of this is to bring it under Homeland Security, perhaps.
We got to defund. We should be saying defund all these three-letter agencies. All these agencies. They're corrupt. They're rotten to the core. Defund them. Shut them down. Purge them. These government employees, they get up in front of the Congress and they lie, or they just stonewall, or they refuse to answer.
Well, she knows it's a fake event. Does she see this is part of the act? So
she's
perfectly
willing to sacrifice her professional reputation.
Yes, I think she's, and just yeah, I think she's been paid.
Well, that's a prostitute. That's a hooker.
Yeah, I agree. That's my take. Because if she knows it's fake, then she doesn't have to. She's not really worrying. Okay, I think we had a wireless caller. Call in one more time. I guess I missed two calls right now. So, guys, call back.
That puts an even bigger onus on these congressmen like Jim Jordan and the rest of them. They won't call it out as fake either.
Well, that was yesterday. I had two people call in. Sorry, I can't read. Okay. Well, we're going to have to wrap things up. I'm just going through x.com. In Idiocracy, a pro wrestler promises that the time traveler will fix all their problems.
Oh, yeah. Idiocracy.
He always finds a way to win. And when he's back in our White House, America is going to start winning again.
He's got a higher IQ than any man alive. He's going to fix everything.
The price of food and gas and housing is out of control. And the only person who can clean this up is Donald Trump.
He'll fix the problems with all the dead crops. He's going to make them grow again.
He's going to win in November. And we're all going to be champions again when he wins.
I give you my word. He's going to be dead.
Let Trumpomania run wild, brother. Let Trumpomania make America great again.
That's what I thought.
That's
make
pretty
America
funny.
Fake again. Let's yeah. make America fake again, just like WWE. Yeah.
That is funny. I'm going to have to subscribe to Vision for the Blind. He's got a lot of followers here. It's easier to fool people than to convince them that they have been fooled. That's pretty cool. So many. That's why I'm still on Twitter, because there's a lot of good stuff on Twitter, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, there's a lot happens on Twitter.
Oh, it's huge. It's really huge. So. All right. Nobody called in. I guess Bach didn't get over, pull over there, but we'll come back tomorrow. We'll continue the conversation, Lynn. So come back tomorrow and bring us whatever you got, and we'll keep talking. I really appreciate you joining in tonight.
Just one more thing I want to do. Let me screen share.
Okay.
Because I think it's important to kind of, let me make sure I can do this. Here we go. Screen share.
Okay, I'll just
now
I have
there
to
we
be,
go.
Now
All
I
right.
have to be cognizant. Now I have to be cognizant that
oh, we're running out of time.
No, that when I'm playing a tab in the background, if it's not in the foreground, no one's gonna hear.
So look, here's what's important. Okay, I just brought this up. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, I have to do it manually, so you have to wait. You have to tell me to bring it up.
Right. This idea of this thing being staged is trending all over social media. So I did a search on Trump stage trending fake crisis actors, and look what showed up. Let me see if I can page down on this. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Oh, right. RFK Jr. is VP. Now, this is already months ago. This is back in March.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers has shared false Sandy Hook conspiracy theories in private conversations.
Ooh, in the locker room.
Right. Videos of two unrelated Palestinians peddled with false crisis actors claims.
That's from the Boom Fact Check.
Right. How the internet's conspiracy theorist turned Parkland students into crisis actors.
So this is them basically acknowledging and steering the river.
Right. Here's another one. Online rumors sparked by the Trump assassination attempts spread rapidly on both ends of the political spectrum. So you see, it's a bifurcated psyop. It's got the left and the right versions. Both sides push Donald Trump assassination conspiracies, deep state crisis actor. That's Yahoo News and the Daily Beast. So, yeah. You know, we're in a different world now. If you use the phrase crisis actor, everyone will know what you mean.
Yeah, that's true.
So we should be that much more aggressive, that much more uncompromising, and committed to not wasting time with people who can't move beyond kindergarten level on this stuff. You know, if you've got millions of Biden supporters out there who can see that this thing is, are perfectly willing to consider that this thing was staged and is fake and that Trump was in on it, we've done our work. We've really done our work. What we need to do now is explain how, well, it's just like when Trump first mentioned fake news. Any thinking person, and I know nobody thinks in the United States, but any thinking person would have two questions. Fake news, Mr. President. You mean it's all fake or only some of it? And if it is all fake, for how long has it been fake?
Exactly.
And those are the questions that this Trump assassination scam should provoke in people. Gosh, I wonder how often they've done something like this. I wonder if they faked Kobe Bryant's death, you know?
Exactly. Is that music coming through now?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Okay, you can hear it. That's good.
Let's keep our eyes on this Mike Stone character, because if he does become president of the Southern Baptist Convention, well, that means millions of Baptists overnight will be fakeologists and auto hoaxers.
To get him on the show.
Yeah.
I'll reach out. Mike Stone.
Pastor Mike Stone,
not the viral Elijah. Yeah, that'll be cool. Why not? All right, Lynn, thanks for stepping up. You're always bringing it. You're doing a ton of research, and people like what you have to say, and I hope you got enough venting out tonight.
I got to admit, on IPS the other night, I really went off because I'm enraged by people like Bongino and these other Secret Service retirees shooting off their mouths and just spouting lies, and they know better. They're just liars, that's all. Liars and grifters and traitors to their country.
Yeah. TH, thanks for trying to donate. Maybe your card was blocked, I don't know. Try PayPal if you want. I don't know why Donor Box is blocking your card. I'm not too sure. All the links to today's show notes all the links to most of the things I talked about are in today's show notes. Just go to fakeologist.blog and look up show 918. That's tonight's show. And tomorrow we'll be back at 8:30 tomorrow or so. Lynn, thanks a lot for joining, and have a good night. And thanks everyone for joining in the YouTube and the Twitter and the FakoTube and in the shortfake.com. Big crowd tonight. Everyone loves to talk to about Trump. Buzzing Frets. Lynn was fantastic tonight. I will listen to the show again tomorrow. There you go, Lynn. You did a good job.
It's always fun.
You got fans everywhere. Okay.
Plus, I get to work out my anger. It's part of my anger management therapy program here.
Good for your health, I'm sure. Very good. All right, everybody. Thanks a lot. I'm out and time to publish the show. So we'll talk to you all tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.